This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. You know, when we put these shows together, every time, you know, the researchers are starting to gather stuff, and then, you know, they give me the clip, and we start looking at, you know, how are we going to sort of, you know, format it and all that. And our show's different, and let me explain that. Well, you know, a lot of shows will do 3 hours of the same hour repeating because the average person listens about 7.5 to 15 minutes max on a radio. So if you're an hour one listener, you'll get yours. Hour two, same thing. Hour three, same thing. With my show, it's different. If you're in a market and you're only getting 1 hour of the show, you're only getting 1 hour of the show. You've missed 2 hours of something completely different. So the first thing I would say to you, if you're a member of the Genesis Communications Network and you're just getting the show for us replacing somebody else, you might want to make sure you're getting all 3 hours, ask and request that. If it's through our affiliations through the Kevin Jackson Show, I know we have a couple of places that get 2 hours and some places that get one. You might try to get them to take all 3 hours because it is different. If you do happen to miss anything, KJRadio.com is where you can get everything you want. Full shows up every day. Also, we have the segments, so you can get the segments as well. But here's why I'm telling you this. It's because there's so much that goes on through the day. And I'll be honest, it's easier to do a three-hour show where the hours just repeat and you change the content a little bit throughout the day. You know, so in other words, hour one, you've got your regular stuff. Then hour two, it'll be the same segments, but it'll be a little bit different spin on them, etc. That's actually easier. To me, it's boring. I couldn't do 3 hours like that. But a lot of the morning and afternoon drive formats will do stuff like that. And then, of course, they break the monotony by bringing in guests. Sometimes goofy guests, sometimes guests. You really want to know what they're doing. So that's the format. We do it differently. And let me tell you, this hour, lots of stuff. I have a poster child for illegal immigration. An amazing story, yet again, of how the left have put you in harm's way, and they don't care. There's a situation that brewed out of Ferguson that is now impacting other municipalities in terms of their police. I want to get to this story, which is a nice segue to us doing the movie BleedingBlueMovie.com. Go check out our trailer. Let me know your thoughts. Everybody that looks at that says, what a professional, what an amazing, you know, movie this is going to be. Now, I've got some big names who are going to, be a part of this thing, and we'll make those announcements as the time comes. I've talked to 3 filmmakers about the best way to make sure we roll things out, and it's exciting. It's starting to get really exciting. So we'll keep you posted on that. The other thing is I want to talk a little bit more about Obamacare and some of the things that we're no longer covering, because now the big news has been Comey being fired. Who's going to replace him? What Donald Trump has to do, the optics of who he picks, the left, and they're mad that Comey was fired because they say he was the secret to it. And how about Susan Rice not wanting to testify? So I'm personally looking for this to play out because I believe Trump knows exactly what he's doing. And so I'm anxious. I really am. Anyway, here's what I want to start with. I want to start with an illegal immigrant who was deported 15 times and he returned to America. 15 times this guy did some very bad things, and 15 times, well, I shouldn't say that. He came back 15 times, but in the meantime, a couple of the times, he did some pretty bad things that ended up hurting Americans. And so what did he do? Is this guy a dreamer? I don't know if, because dreamers are technically kids that got brought here by their parents and then grew up here, and then suddenly they find themselves at risk and having to go back to their own country and stuff like that. And maybe they went to college or something like that. I don't know the pure definition of dreamer, but The question was asked, was he a dreamer? I don't know. But what I do know is this guy was driving drunk. He plowed his truck into a family that was returning from Disneyland. And what did he do? He ran a stop sign, slammed the family through a guardrail. Now, if that isn't the poster child for leftism, he might actually displace the illegal who shot and killed Kate Steinle. That's how bad this situation was. 38-year-old Constantino Banda Acosta, a Mexican immigrant, had been kicked out of the United States 15 times over the last 15 years. And judging by his ability to re-enter the United States time and again, he was never deterred by Barack Obama's policies, and in fact, I would say he was encouraged. Immigration laws were just the beginning, though, because what he did after that was far worse. And look, we talk about these people. Oh, well, they only broke, you know, the immigration laws. Yeah, if that's all it was. But it isn't that, because generally the next thing they break that or law that they violate is identity theft. But in Banda Acosta's case, traffic laws. He entered the United States 15 times illegally. He got away with it. So what would make anybody think he's going to adhere to any of our laws? I was talking to some people the other day. I had to do an event. And a guy says to me, you know, Kevin, what do we do? And I said, you know, because he's saying, you know, you really can't do anything if they call you a racist. I go, well, you can look at it that way, because the school that he's got his kids going to is becoming very liberal. They don't want to stand up. I said, okay, well then, if that's your case, you got to know where to pick your fights. I said, Muslims come to this country, they have a rape culture. They don't believe that raping, he was there with his wife. I said, they don't believe that raping your wife is a sin, is a crime. There's a case right that pending right now. A guy's appealed to the Supreme Court on the basis that he's a Muslim, and his religion says that raping an infidel woman is not rape. How can you accuse me and have me incarcerated for something my religion says is not bad? Now, if that isn't a call to say, let's ban Sharia, I don't know what is. But leftists are going to entertain this infantile, stupid idea that raping of an infidel might just very well be okay because of his religious beliefs. Now, that's crazy. So, we've got an illegal who's entered the country 15 times. He's done all kinds of things. And finally ends up driving a car. And he has he's drunk. And he commits a DUI. And he ends up hitting a child. The old child's name is Lennox. So, the parents suffered minor injuries, but not little ones.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope, from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, author of Race Pimping. You can get my book at racepimping.com. And it doesn't matter whether it's race pimping. The pimping that's occurring is all the nonsense that is that happens because of the left. And I'm telling you right now, you better start fighting this stuff. I was talking about a child who was hit. His family was driving back from Disneyland, one of them, and an illegal hit him, hit the car, and put little Lennox in the hospital. He's undergone two surgeries, but they say he'll fully recover. The parents had minor injuries. Lots of swelling on his eyes. Couldn't open his eyes. Says he's scared why he can't see. But his father says he'll be home and happy again soon. But these stories of illegals doing something play out every single day in this country. They are caused by leftists. These morons allow illegals to enter America, and whatever happens, folks, is on the hands of the leftists. These people come here unchecked, as if our legal system doesn't even exist. Then leftists make excuse after excuse for their behaviors. And the additional criminal acts by illegals are often ignored by the leftists. Look, when Donald Trump mentioned that many Mexicans crossing to America as sex traffickers, drug dealers, gangbangers, etc., the left went crazy. Trump was called xenophobic for demanding that Mexico stop sending their criminals to our country. Now, whether the family of Kate Steinle or of Lennox Lake, these stories should not involve illegals. It's bad enough to experience a violent crime or a crime of any sort at the hands of a citizen criminal, but to experience one at the hands of an illegal who was deported 15 times is almost unbelievable. So I was talking to a group of people, and I mentioned, I said to them, look, what's the most precious thing that, you know, that a country has to offer? And believe it or not, it was a young lady who said, it's people. And you're exactly right. So I want to help wage the discussion for you with leftists. Because the big thing that came out of the Trump saying that these guys were drug dealers and sex traffickers and whatever is he says, he's categorizing Mexicans as that. Okay. So what would you categorize these people? I'm playing a game with you guys, okay? What would you categorize these people as? So a leftist would say, they're good citizens. They're good people coming over. They just want an opportunity. Okay, so let's go with that. Let's say all these people are good people. We're not bringing over MS-13 gang members. We're not bringing over malcontents. We're not bringing over people that, you know, that are escaping from Mexico in some sort of way, whether it's through drugs or, you know, sex trafficking or whatever. So they're good folks. I'll concede to you that these are good people. Do you concede? You know, are you cool with that? Sure. Okay. So we've got Mexico's good people coming over, which implies what, sir or ma'am? Well, let me help you. It implies that we're not bringing their bad people. Their bad people are staying. So from a statistical point of view, if many of your good people are coming over and you have bad people left, isn't that a bad formula for you? And we'll get back to that. So if the good people are now coming over here, leaving the bad people behind, we are leaving Mexico with its worst people unbalanced because we've taken their good folks. I think we could all concede that's a logical way to go about this. So if the number one resource of a country is its people, and we are taking the good people and leaving the bad, who's left to fend for Mexico? The only answer, logically, are the bad people. So we've got their good people, they've got their bad people. Well, I make the case, open borders, we're stealing their best. Now, if you don't believe that, then you probably are of the mindset that I'm into, which is that there are thieves and murderers and drug dealers and cartel members and gang members that are coming over inside of these folks. Mexico has no vested interest to build anymore, to change their economy, because we're propping it up. And when we prop it up, these guys want to leave. I've told you guys about an acquaintance of mine who is a bartender. And we were having a conversation, and I said, what brought you over here anyway? Because we hadn't really, you know, talked about it. And I'm thinking he's going to tell me the lottery or he's here illegal. He's not here legally. He's here illegally. Married, 3 kids they've had here in the States, he and his wife. And I asked him, I said, you know, well, why'd you come? He says, well, opportunity. I said, yeah, there's no jobs in Mexico. He says, no, there's plenty of jobs. Plenty. And it stopped me right in my tracks. I said, what are you talking about? He goes, no, man. He goes, I work construction in Mexico. There's plenty of jobs there. He goes, if you want to work out in the hot sun for 12 hours a day for the amount of money that you make in a few hours that we don't make in a week, he goes, be my guest. He goes, I come over here. I'm a bartender. I'm making, you know, exponentially more than I made there in a career. Goes, we want for nothing, my family. I send money home. And he says, so what are you talking about? He goes, I'm working on the inside 8 hours a day with all kinds of rules to my work versus working outside 16 hours, 12 to 16 hours a day, and there are no rules, and the money's a lot less. What would you do? I'd do what you're doing. Now, is it legal? Is it all? No. The answer is no. But what I'm telling you is, with that as the backdrop, you're absolutely right. I would do what you do. I wouldn't even argue about it. So we are stealing the natural resources of Mexico and other countries. I told you guys another story. I met a guy, a Chinese guy, and he says to me, we were talking about politics. He happens to be a conservative. And he says to me, Kevin, he goes, you think you're getting the best of China? He goes, you are. He goes, you have stereotyped Chinese based on the best of China. He goes, China has some of the laziest people on the planet. And he went on to castigate the country, saying it isn't anything close to what the media portrays. Like every kid has a tiger mom and dad, and they're all, you know, out there slugging away to make the best. He goes, it's so far from that, it's not even funny. But the people that you get to see, he goes, oh yeah, those are tiger moms, tiger dads, whatever. He goes, because they want the best for their children. That's why they're conniving to get them to the United States. Because that's the land of, you know, milk and honey. Land of the free, home of the brave. So he's eye-opening. Two different guys telling me something about their culture. And I had offices in Mexico City. I lived in China. And I still didn't know that little piece because I wasn't, you know, I was in a different mindset. But that's the way it is. In Mexico, they've got jobs. Are they as good a job as ours? No. Do they pay as much? No. Do they have the benefits? No. But at some point, they would start addressing it. Yeah, so much going on here. And I love the way this sort of puts the left in a quandary where they've got to make up their mind. Are we getting criminals or are we getting the good people? Because if we're getting the good people, we're doing a disservice to Mexico. They can't argue with that. Anyway, we got to take a break. Back in a minute.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne. And cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's #1 selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
Have you ever done anything in your long and storied career that you consider specifically to be in bad taste as you look back on it? Maybe at the time you thought it was a good play, but you look back on it and you think that was in bad taste.
Well, sometimes, like in stand-up, I'll do jokes that are, like one time I was doing this thing in San Francisco and they were all gay people in the audience, they told me, so I figured I'd
do it. In San Francisco?
Yeah.
No!
So I figured I'd do stuff about gay people so that they could relate to
it. Yeah, it's warm up.
Right.
They love that.
And so I was talking about, because I went to this gay pride parade, and I saw in it there were these old men and old ladies like with these signs that said, "We are proud of our gay son," you know? And so I was saying, that's an odd thing to be proud of, you know, because it's not an achievement, you know? It's not like something you work all your life to be gay or anything like that.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Norm MacDonald is a funny guy. He's a strange comedian, but funny. Very perceptive in certain ways. Haven't heard much from him. Wonder what he's up to. Anyway, but I did want to play that because there's a guy. His name is Charles Woodson. Not the football player. Age 43. And he's making this very strange claim. He claims that a beverage he ordered at Starbucks made him gay, turned him into a homosexual. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I saw this story. I don't know that it's true, but it was funny. So you can, if you hear more about it, congratulations. If you don't, we'll file it under, I should do this segment probably with my buddy Blake, because it could very well be unconfirmed breaking news, but I did. I saw this story in a reputable site, and I titled it Starbucks Made Me Gay. And Woodson claims that he dared to try a new unicorn frappuccino from fellow co-workers and now believes that he is, in fact, gay. And I'm telling you, as I looked at this story, the more I saw it, I thought, this just can't be. This can't be true. Here's what he says. I don't know what to do. I've got a wife and 3 kids, but that's all out the door, thanks to Starbucks. So my construction buddies dared me to try this new drink, and I did. And it looks like it's a drink for daisies, and believe me, it is. As soon as I drank it, I felt the difference in my body. This is good. Come on, guys. Seriously, this has to be fake. I want to see if anybody else has this story, because there's no way this is true. And he says, as soon as I drank it, I saw the difference in my body. I saw an attractive gentleman in the store and thought, wow, I'd love to get up in that. Oh, my goodness, I'd love to get up in that.
He says, Woodson is preparing to sue Starbucks for the whole ordeal and is looking for a settlement in the range of $10 million. What's so funny about this to me, what tickles me the most, is I hope it's true and I hope he wins. Because wouldn't that be just a real door opener for the rest of us? In this crazy world, that we could finally get back at a leftist organization and say, you know, because these guys are always bugging us about 16-ounce Cokes versus 32-ounce Cokes and the fat content of this or that. And, you know, remember they wanted to sue McDonald's because the guy goes, McDonald's made me fat. I don't know. I tell you what, I would get a list of people that I want to go after, Target. I would find something that I eat at Target or whatever, and I would say, you know, these bonbons I ordered from Target made me fat. Or whatever. I would just go after him. But this is serious. I don't believe this to be true, though. He says, it's not fair, you know? Tough guys can't enjoy a beverage like that without being called gay, and something like this happens. Yeah, this, I mean, it reeks of just being a joke, but I still think it's very funny. And you know what I like about stuff like this, even though it may not be true, and probably isn't? What I like about it is the thoughts that it provokes, right? So I met with this group of about 70 people who have kids in this very prestigious school, and it's 80%, I'm throwing this number out there, but conservative, and 20% liberal. But the teachers are now almost to a point, almost to a person, they're very liberal. But they don't want to do anything that promotes conservatism. And it was so interesting to watch the parents looking over to see if the principal could hear them in conversations when they were talking to me. And the level of fear that we have, we don't go after these folks at all. And to watch, I'm just telling you, people were like, okay, who's within earshot of me when I want to tell Kevin exactly what's going on? And I'm saying to them, guys, get litigious. Okay, I'll give you a good example. Two women came up to me and they said, Kevin, our kids are in the same class. It's a history class. If the kids don't write what the teacher wants them to write in terms of this paper, the concept, she will not give them A's. And so one of the ladies said, my son was reading me back what he wrote, and I said, do you really believe that? And he goes, no, Mom, this is what I need to get my grade. And I said to him, you need to stop your sons from doing that. You need to let your sons write what they believe. That teacher now believes she's indoctrinating everybody, and it's complete. She doesn't have any pushback. So she looks at it. All these students are now doing what I'm asking them to do, so I'm winning. And I said, now, let me ask you this, ladies. Most of those kids in the class, conservative or liberal? Conservative. Then what do you think is going to happen when she gets 80% of those papers that disagree with her, and you parents go up and you say, you're not getting away with this? If she gives your sons, you know, in these cases, the sons are a B, when you know it's A work, and 20 of you parents go up there and say, let me show you what this kid got versus this kid, and you're going to make life miserable. And I said, and you have to be willing to put a stink. So here's what was funny, what came out of the meeting. The lady who runs the school, it's a private school, $600,000 is what she makes a year. I said, if you don't think that woman doesn't want to lose that job, you are crazy. You put up enough of a stink. And I'm not talking about within the administration and within the board. I'm talking about in public, where you say, we're going to air every bit of dirty laundry. This school is never going to be the same. I said, this woman will be driven out, and the teacher will be with her. But, you know, again, I'm looking at the story about Starbucks. As I said, it probably is a joke. But the underlying problem with all of this is that we do know, in a strange kind of way, that Starbucks is a left-leaning company, a leftist company. We know that Target is a leftist company. We know the political correctness rules the roost. It is what we've been forced to buy into for decades. And now, it's one thing to say it's in a regular school, it's in public school. This is a private school that costs about $30,000 a year for a kid to go. And I said, just think about this. Private school, has been making senators and congressmen. And I told him today, I said, you guys make Ferraris. I said, what's your graduation? And I said, let me guess. You graduate 100% of the students at this school. And they proudly, you know, like shook their heads. And then the chairman of the school, yep. And I said, funny how I know that. I said, you know what? Schools across the nation, they don't. They don't do that. And so I said, so you're graduating all these students. And I said, and I'll tell you something else. I bet you most of them, if not all of them, end up going to college. And then they become really good at whatever they do. And I said, and I'll bet you something else. This hadn't just started. This isn't a three-year-old trek. This is something you've been doing for decades. Right? Yeah, yeah. I said, and then you invite a kid like me. You say, you know what? We want to diversify. We want to make this beautiful thing we have, this Ferrari, we want to make it available to a kid that wouldn't be able to afford it. So we're going to offer scholarships, and we're going to go find these kids. And you know what they do? They let these kids get in late. They let these kids be disruptive. One girl was holding up her fist, Black Power, as she did something in the library, and she was reading The New Jim Crow. Some black chick never could have gotten into this school, and they allow it. One black girl was eating a meal and said that it wasn't she wasn't enjoying it much. She was so disruptive at an event that one of the ladies who was on the committee said, when they asked me what school I was from, I was embarrassed to tell them. This girl was disruptive, rude to the wait staff, etc. Kid that needed the scholarship to get into this school, they're capitulating to them. And I said, you're doing these kids no favor. What do you think you're doing? Would you allow your kids to do that? The answer was no across the board. And I said, so you know how to create Ferraris. And then you bring these kids in that have never been to a Ferrari manufacturing plant. The closest they've gotten is to a Ford. And I said, no offense to those of you who own Fords. And I said, so you've got this Ferrari facility. You bring these kids in and know how to make Fords. And you tell them, okay, we're going to make you Fords. I said, I guarantee you this. Your kids are still going to be Ferraris. They're going to have Ferrari engines in them. But these black kids are going to have Ferrari bodies with Ford engines, or, you know, some substandard engine for that car. And when that car goes to race or perform, it's going to perform less. Now, are people still going to think it's a Ferrari? They may, up until a point. But then your reputation as a Ferrari will be ruined.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use
these cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Leftist scientists have declared a theory, a wacky theory, that I don't even know how to respond. Well, I do know how to respond to it. And it's a theory that involves Christians. See, the left attempt to dismiss religious beliefs as irrelevant when it comes to Christianity. Now, they will support, you know, Muslims' nonsense, but they won't support ours. And researchers apparently have found a new label for those who have the temerity, folks, the good sense, the intelligence to believe in a higher power. Now, look, I don't care whether you believe in a higher power or not. That's between you and your not God. But I can tell you, in my life, undoubtedly, God exists. I have no problem saying that. I'm not one of these Bible thumpers that gets out there and starts, you know, Philippians 4:13. Listen, turn your Bibles to... I'm not that guy. My brother is. He's a theologian. When we talk, he can tell you exactly where to go for scripture. It's really cool that somebody has that type of ability. My brain cells don't go to work like that. Now, could I learn it? Probably, but it would take a lot of work. And then for what? For me to impart what I think is basic knowledge. And also, now that we have the internet, you could just say, I want all the places where the Bible talks about serpents. And they'll give you every piece of scripture where the Bible talks about serpents. Or meaning, the meaning of life. Get the Bible, explains the meaning of life. Somebody will give it to you, and they'll tell you how, you know, the simplified version, so you really understand it. And then if you really want, if you're a theologian, you can say, no, I want the real deal version of it. And you can go back to the oldest of Bibles and have it, you know, non-trans. You can go to Greek if you want. I mean, that's taking it serious. And the thing there, if you do go through all those translations, is somebody will say, well, you know, you need to know the origin because man has sort of put his spin on it. Man's put his spin on it, no doubt. But you still know inherently to yourself, is this really something God would say or do? You know, you kind of know. And I don't want to dissuade anybody from taking their Bibles and learning and really understanding it and studying it every day. I actually admire people that do that. I see people from time to time in the airport with, you know, highlighters, and they've got those little marker, you know, those little things that you put to know where you left off. Not bookmarks, but, you know, the little things where they're going to go back and look at that scripture and understand it. And I think there is something to be said for knowing, you know, that Corinthians was a building or, you know, a church or something like this. And so you can put it in perspective. So if someone says 2 Corinthians, like Donald Trump, you know what they mean. But I find this theory pretty interesting, that these scientists have a new term to describe people who believe in a higher power, and they call us mentally unstable. The term mental instability was used to describe you, who may very well be a Christ follower. Leftists who regularly refuse to have their beliefs challenged use science to label the religious. So let's be clear. This is an attack on Christianity, because they would never do that with a Muslim. So the leftists claim Christians need counseling, get this, or medication in order to deal with our ailment of a belief in God. This is a study at Northwestern University claims to know what Christians suffer. They claim that we may suffer from, here it comes, brain damage. See, apparently, there's a part of the brain that links to increased religious fundamentalism. Now, I'm not sure about fundamentalism. How about it's linked to religious? What if it's not fundamental? What if it's beyond fundamental? It's not rudimentary. It's actually something bigger. I love when you're a religious fundamentalist, like you go back to the beginning. John Grafman analyzed data from Vietnam War veterans to explain, quote, lesions in the ventromedial prefrontal cortex reduced cognitive flexibility. As the saying goes, there are no atheists in foxholes. So why not test war-hardened, God-fearing vets? Because let me tell you something. When you are getting fired at and you are in a, you know, some sort of an offensive where 7.62 millimeter bullets are headed your way, you very well may be praying to something. Whether you want to call it God or whatever is irrelevant. But they said, that these people, these vets, had lesions in the ventromedial prefrontal cortex, and it reduced their cognitive flexibility. Don't you love all the use of these big words? Which essentially said they had some sort of a brain damage that didn't let them think as quickly as they needed to. Unbelievable. So the lack of flexibility seems to provide the conclusion to which this study arrived, which is, well, they're brain damaged, because of their belief in God. And the only reason why I figured they chose these vets is because these vets said, oh, yeah, you know, I wasn't that religious when I went to war. But when those little Vietnamese started shooting at me, I found my religion very quickly. Now, ironically, conservatives didn't need to study leftists to come to the very same conclusion. And I will repeat, lesions in the ventromedial prefrontal cortex reduces their cognitive flexibility. For example, leftists' undying belief in Barack Obama show an amazing delusion. That's, you want to talk about religious fundamentalism? That's going back to the beginning. Now, the study says the fundamentalists self-identified as, quote, adhering to a set of firm religious beliefs which promote unassailable truths. So, for example, thou shalt not kill. That is an unassailable truth. You shouldn't kill. Do we kill? We absolutely do. We kill in self-defense. We can rationalize it, but theoretically, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. If you get really hungry, should you steal? No. You should ask. But maybe they didn't give it to you, and you're starving, and maybe you're going to die. Can you rationalize it? Sure you can. But we're not flexible. Interesting to me, anyway. Fundamentalism, a rigidity and an inflexibility in one's beliefs. Do you feel that way? Do you feel like you've just been inflexible? And let me ask you this. Have you evolved with gays over the past 20 years? And I'm not talking about the trick, that the ruse of you got to accept the LGBTQs or whatever. I'm talking about you as a person. Did you just, somebody in your family maybe. Have you evolved over maybe interracial marriage, things like that? That maybe you were more dogmatically against at some point, and then you say, you know what? It's not that big of a deal. You have proven flexibility in so many ways. You know, you look like a ballerina. But they say you're mentally unstable. See, conservatives believe in God, pure and simple. God reveals himself everywhere. Only leftists are too blind to see him. And here's another little tidbit. Christians know that God never fails. He's opening things up to you. He's giving you, things to look at. He's giving you experiences that are going to change your mind and going to mold you into things as you move on through life. But atheism believes in nothing, while humanism glorifies man over any god. So my question is, why aren't they studying atheism and humanism and the leftist belief systems to see how many mentally unstable leftist fundamentalists walk the earth? Or is it just Bible believers that they have a problem with? See, America's in the middle of an epidemic of secular alt-left thugs. And these groups of people, they use their need for political debate, free spaces. They don't want to debate us. And they justify violence against political opponents, yet they say we're the ones rigid in our views. Network News almost weekly reports on violence by leftists against conservatives, and they act like we're the ones with the problem. Leftists fight for the planet in their religion called environmentalism, and I'm just using this one as an example. These people believe they must protect an orb with a circumference of 22,000 miles. Only leftists can protect a body that creates hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, volcanic explosions, and such. I mean, stuff more powerful, they can do nothing to influence in any way, shape, or form. The same people who profess to the religion dedicated to climate change are too idiotic to admit that climate change is nothing more than weather. Climate deniers are listed in some quasi-formal category of mental health disorders. If you're critical of globalists, then that's a mental problem too. So if you have supported Donald Trump, you have been labeled from Kingdom Come, here to Kingdom Come. And there are plenty of other mental health related phobias that the leftists have used on us. Things like racism and xenophobia and homophobia and so on. Leftists project their fears on conservatives, then claim it is we who have the problem. And what's really funny is once religion is formally recognized as a mental disorder, the left will demand funding to search for a cure. And you can bet only they're going to have the cure.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.